It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is the weather. Our spring storms have felt more like winter over the last day or so, and has caused a lot of problems on the roads.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, this early springtime burst of rain and snow has led to a ton of crashes around the Wasatch Front. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Chris Bishop tells me since yesterday morning around the state, they've seen nearly 150 crashes, most of them happening in the Salt Lake Valley and other parts of the Wasatch Front. The Nephi area has also had it a little bad. And he wants to make sure, with weather still supposed to be a problem this week, he wants people to stay safe this morning as well.
Give yourself plenty of time. Don't be in such a hurry that you have to speed and get yourself in a bind that way. But most importantly, no matter if you're going across town or across the country, put that seatbelt on.
Bishop says so far we're seeing mostly single vehicle crashes with people losing control in the bad weather. But thankfully, though, no serious injuries reported so far. Live in the Salt Lake Valley, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
We aren't done with the storms just yet. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues on live team coverage. Peter?
Tim, I'm currently in downtown Salt Lake, where there's currently just a couple puddles in the gutters and some clear skies overhead. And the bulk of our rain and snow did dump this weekend, but the flakes and drops are going to keep falling today.
We will see occasional showers rolling through with a mix of rain and snow, mainly rain by afternoon as highs reach the upper 40s today for the Salt Lake Valley.
KSL meteorologist Christian Van Dyke says this pattern will continue through tomorrow when temperatures climb into the 40s.
By Wednesday, we start to dry things out with highs returning to the 50s, but then more rain returning by Thursday.
For more information, you can check out the KSL Weather Center online. Reporting live from downtown Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The weekend storms were great when it comes to adding more snow to the mountains. The KSL Weather Center says the big winners as of last night include Alta, which reported 24 new inches. Snowbird had 21, Brighton with 20, and Solitude with 14. In the valleys, Brigham City, Red Butte, and Draper reported over an inch of rain, with Holiday, Alpine, Hill Air Force Base, and Woods Cross with just under an inch.
More good news, more snow means more spring skiing.
Several resorts like Snow Basin, Deer Valley, and Park City have already announced later closing dates this spring. Director of Communications for Ski Utah, Allison Palmentier, says any additional snow could mean the dates will be pushed back even further.
The resorts will stay open as long as they're able to in many cases, as long as the skiing is good and it's enjoyable for everybody and they're able to safely remain open.
Our snowy February really helped to create perfect spring skiing conditions. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. Severe weather isn't just an issue here in Utah. More from ABC's Allison Kosick.
Winter storm warnings for Minnesota and Wisconsin in effect through Tuesday. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. More than a foot of snow possible in some areas. In the east, a desperate search for 6-year-old Lynasia Brooker swept away in a rain-swollen creek outside Philadelphia Saturday evening. First responders looking for her all night long and through the day, using every asset at their disposal.
We have fresh sets of crews, fresh eyes.
Officials say they've now transitioned to a recovery effort.
Strong winds are also causing issues in Texas, where the northern part of the state is under a fire watch.
School districts in the state are going to be celebrating spring break over the next few weeks, and anyone taking a flight to get to warmer weather should not have to deal with any more flooding at the Salt Lake Airport tunnel.
What we did when we experienced that flooding a few weeks ago is we added some sump pump just to keep the water level down.
Airport spokesperson Nancy Vollmer says the flooding was cleared in 3 hours and has not returned. She says they're looking at adding more pumps as a permanent solution. During the flooding, passengers were detoured to a service tunnel or then shuttled to their next gates.
Part of the U.S. will see a total solar eclipse next month, and a lot of Utahns will be hitting the road to see it.
Looking at geotagged posts on X, the car seat company DNO found that Utahns are posting the most about their travel plans. Michael Zeiler, an eclipse cartographer from GreatAmericanEclipse.com, says the closest part of the eclipse's path to us is Dallas, and if you can go see it, now's your chance.
We won't see another one in the contiguous United States until the year 2044.
Jeanette Harris from Bountiful says she's going to see the eclipse in Dallas because her son's family told her it was life-changing.
They're like, you can't imagine how cool this is. And so, like, when they told us that a couple of years ago, I was like, I don't care where the next one is, we're going.
Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Andy, we've got a real mess on I-80.
Yeah, we do. Westbound 80, we're still waiting for them to reopen some lanes. Traffic's just been sitting there for a while now trying to get out to Tooele County. For those of you trying to go in from Tooele County, it's open but really slick. We've got a new crash over on the 215 West Belt right before the 21st South Freeway turn off, forcing people out of the right lane. And we've got some backups on North 15 coming up on the Highway 6 exit in Spanish Fork. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Salt Lake City police say they've arrested a suspect in last summer's fatal shooting in front of the former New Yorker nightclub. KSL.com reports officers detained 23-year-old Molatani Fisiki-Vainuku on Friday and found a firearm likely used in the shooting. Chief Mike Brown says this arrest caps a lengthy investigation, and he hopes it ends the fear of retaliation in the community.
We have an update now on that wrong-way crash last week involving a military bus. Troopers say the man killed in that crash is 46-year-old Jason Musnug. The bus was carrying ROTC cadets from USU. Police are still investigating what happened before the crash.
Police in St. George are saying several people were hospitalized after an elderly man crashed his car in a Walmart parking lot. Officers say he hit two people walking in the lot before hitting three other cars and flipping his on its side. People are looking into what happened. Everyone is expected to recover.
We also understand a person is in critical condition after a house fire in Syracuse. The fire department says the fire caused an estimated $400,000 in damage. They're still investigating the cause of that fire.
The new Ghostbusters movie led the way at the box office over the weekend.
I have a ghost to bust.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire earned $45.2 million domestically in its debut weekend, according to studio estimates. It continues the story of the 2021 film Ghostbusters Afterlife about the descendants of Harold Ramis' character, Egon Spengler.
Your blood comes from dukes and great houses. Here, we're equal. What we do for the benefit of all.
Well, I'd very much like to be equal to you.
Maybe I'll show you the way.
Dune Part 2 takes second place with Kung Fu Panda 4 in third. The Sydney Sweeney horror film Immaculate debuts in fourth.
AP reporter Archie Zaraletta says the Mark Wahlberg movie Arthur the King came in fifth.
Mill Creek City Hall is now the host of Utah's tallest outdoor climbing wall. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the structure soars 65 feet high and opened with a celebration on Saturday. Mill Creek is advertising the wall as a way to climb City Hall, and visitors will also be able to roller skate around a rink in the Mill Creek Common on April 1st.
Over the weekend, President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints dedicated the Red Cliffs, Utah Temple in St. George. It is the second temple in southern Utah and one of 28 temples dedicated under construction or being renovated here in Utah.
A fire broke out on a Carnival cruise ship over the weekend. Passengers on board the ship say they think that lightning actually hit the ship's exhaust pipe, which caused it to burst into flames. But the cruise line hasn't yet confirmed the cause. Passenger Heath Barnes got a video of it.
Why is our tail on fire? That's not good, y'all.
You think? Guests did not report any injuries, but two members of the firefighting crew were treated for a minor smoke inhalation.
Several resorts are prioritizing sleep.
I thought it was a very relaxing experience.
It's called sleep tourism. The goal? To help you improve the quality of your slumber. We spoke to sleep tourists on a visit to Florida.
I had been traveling too much.
They spent two nights at a wellness resort that offers special packages to improve your rest.
I slept on one of these new beds. It tracks your deep sleep, your light sleep, your REM.
The CDC recommends we get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep per night.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports the sleep tourism market is estimated to grow by over $400 billion by the year 2028.
I'll be the next one to sign up, actually.